Be'ezras Hashem, the topic, the halachic topic for Daf Yud Ches is the time of Aninus for different family members. If one takes a look at Tosus on the Yud Ches Amid Aleph, one will see that despite the fact that we paskin like the opinion of Rav Ashi, who says that Aninus does not only apply when the Niftar is in front of you, but any time it's mutal olav lekovro, Tosus in the end of a long Dibur HaMatzal Ve'enam Mevarich, in the last seven lines, quotes a famous incident of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's sister had passed away, and he was informed that his sister had passed away in a different city. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam was not noheg as an onen. He ate meat and drank wine, and he stated that the reason for that was because her husband was chayv in the kvura, and he was in a different city. Tosus even raised the possibility, maybe even if Rabbeinu Tam was in the same city, but certainly where he's in a different city, he's going to be potur from the halachos of Aninus, which would then also become chiyuv for all other mitzvahs. The Rosh in Simin Gimel, in Perek Gimel, Simin Aleph, strongly disagrees with this Rabbeinu Tam. The opinion of the Rosh is followed in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that an onen exists in all instances, even if the onen is not involved at all in preparing for the kvura. Says the Mechaber, Shin in Simin, Shin Mem Aleph, in Hilchos Aninus in Yoredeya, Sif Aleph, Vafilu Hu Beir Acheres, Eina Moisev Ve'Oichel, Ve'Ein Oichel Basar, Ve'Ein Ashoy Siyayin, Ve'Ein Mevarch Birchas Hamoitiv, Ve'Ein Birchas Hamozen, Ve'Ein Mevarchin Alav, Ve'Loim Nezamnin Alav. Quite clearly, even if the Niftar is in another city, and he adds, "Vafilu emeinu tzarich lasok b'tzarcha emes, kigon sheyesh l'achem she'oskim b'shvilo." Nevertheless, he has a din of an onen. What is absolutely fascinating is these two approaches. Just like we had in our Gemara Machlokas between Rav Ashi and Rav Papa, there it was clear we followed the opinion of Rav Ashi. Nevertheless, how far you take Rav Ashi's position is a big machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, as we just saw. And even though the Shulchan Aruch clearly sides with the Rosh, nevertheless, to this day, there are different positions within the poskim. The Shach in Sif Katan Hey points out that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rosh, nevertheless, the Bach follows Rabbeinu Tam, and it seems that the Shach is sympathetic to that position as well, which would mean if an individual, according to the Shach, is in a different city and does not have any concerns of arranging the kfura every once in a while when he is in the same city, nevertheless, he still is arranging it from a distance, then he would be potter. But in a case of where the arrangements are taking place by someone else in a different city, the Bach follows the position of Rabbeinu Tam, and this is as well the position of the Shach. The Kaf HaChaim, which would make sense, because the Kaf HaChaim is one of the Gdolei Poskim of Sfarat, and as Chacham Avadya Shlita describes, that they are not Zaz, they don't move from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Kaf HaChaim, it could very well be, there will be a difference between Svardim and Ashkenazim. Kaf HaChaim in Orach Chaim, Ayin Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, it is quoted in the Sefer Bei Baruch, in Perek Hei Ha'ara, Kuf Chaf Gimel. So there, the Kaf HaChaim is machmi, in the sense that he holds that you cannot drink wine and eat meat, even if you're not at all involved. It should be noted that it is not only the Psak of Svardik Poskim as well. Same Psak is given by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, and I will show you in a moment as well, that I believe in the Mishnah Berurah, there is hints in that direction also. The Mishnah Berurah will follow the position of the Shach and the Bach, as I will show in a moment. Chochmas Adam quotes two conflicting opinions, and he follows the position of the Shach, as well as one of the standard Svarim in Hilchos Avelos is the Gesher HaChaim, who also follows the position of the Shach, which would then break down that the many Svardik poskim say that Aninus exists in all instances. Most Ashkenazic, although there are definitely a significant amount who do follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, suggest that if there's no preparations and he's in a distant city, so then in such a case, there isn't the halachos of aninus. If a person who is an onen, who is entirely not involved in the preparations, and therefore, according to the shach, chayiv in mitzvos, the moment he travels to the city where the nifter is, so then in such a case, he has all the halachos of aninus, and this is mentioned by the Pri Chodosh in Arachayim, Simin Ayin Aleph. For those who follow the tradition of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach that I've been zocha to get from Rav Avigdor Nevinzel Shlita, the psak of the Mishnah Brura becomes extremely important in terms of Hanhaga. The Mishnah Brura does hint to his position in regard to this discussion. In Simin Nun He, Sifkatan Chav Dalet, in midst of the halachos of a boy around bar mitzvah age being included in the minyan, the Mishnah Brura discusses the halachos of an onen in regards to a minyan. Onen, says the Mishnah Brura, ain't a mitzvah for the minyan, cannot be included for a minyan. That's the halacha. Why? He's not even a bar mitzvah. However, here the Mishnah Brura seems to go in the direction of the shach. Avo. There, the mace is in a different city, and he knows about it. And there is someone else who is involved with preparations. That he is allowed to also read Kriya Shema in such a case. Who mitzdaref leminyan? The individual will be mitzdaref leminyan. So Mishnah Brura seems to say that he's considered a regular Bar Chiyuv like everybody else, which would lead me to believe that the Mishnah Brura is following the position of the Shach. However, from the Mishnah Brura's language, it would seem that he would not say that if the individual is in the same city of the Karov that passed away, even if they haven't given it over, they haven't been given over any responsibilities in taking care of the nifter. It's being taken care of either by a chevra kedisha or somebody else. Nevertheless, if they're in the same city, they would have a din onen. But if they would be in a separate city, certainly in a different country, it could very well be that it would be chayiv b'mitzvos according to the psak of the Mishnah Brura, which we saw in the shach, which is ultimately the position of Rabbeinu Tam, which started off as a machlokus between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi. We follow the opinion of Rav Ashi, who says that onen is not only when you're in front of the nifter. However, even Rav Ashi's position, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is only when you're needed for the kvura, in contrast to the position of the Rush, who says that Rav Ashi said it in all instances. The topic for Daf Yud Ches is also one that relates to onen, but not the status of an onen vis-a-vis the nifter, but the p'tur of mitzvahs for an onen. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Mincha Shlomo, Simin Sadi Aleph, Os Chaf Hei, in the topics of Aninus and Avelus, raises a few interesting questions about mitzvahs that we take for granted that we do. Unfortunately, sometimes we even do them robotically, and the question being whether an onen should be doing those mitzvahs, because we learned that an onen is part of mitzvahs. In Os Gimel over there, Rav Shlomo Zalman raises an onen that wakes up in the morning, should he put on his tzitzis? This problem is compounded not only by the fact that onen is potter with tzitzis, but the Be'er Halacha in Simin Sadi Samach, Be'er Halacha in Simin Samach points out that when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, we know that kavana is a critical part of the mitzvah, because the Torah puts, as the Bach points out, the Torah puts the kavana into the mitzvah, and the kavana is l'man tizkuru. So kavana is a critical part. Says the Balacha, if a person puts on tzitzis without kavana, with kavana not to be yotzei mitzvah, it's not just that he's not yotzei mitzvah. It could be the chas v'chalila he's over the iser daraisa of wearing a beged without dal kanfos. Hence, Rav Shlomo Zalman raises, and this becomes a larger essay of his in the opening chapter in Simen Aleph in Mincha Shlomo, where he discusses the scope of someone who doesn't have kavana for tzitzis. Are they also over an avera? And he raises that as a possibility. And he says the same problem would exist for a onen. It's a catch-22. If he's going to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, that's wrong. An onen shouldn't have it. And if he's not, then he's over the iser. That would bring one to the possible conclusion that an onen should not put on tzitzis. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman has two reasons for why he thinks that an onen can't put out on the tzitzis. Number one, Simin Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel, the halacha is that on Shabbos, if it turns out that one tzitzis is pasul, then if one is not in a Rishus HaRabim, one does not need to remove it, even though one would have thought that there is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to remove the tzitzis, and that would overrule the Kavod HaBrios of taking off one's shirt to take off the tzitzis. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah over there explains, and this is the position of the Mordechai when it comes to Shabbos, that since the chiyuv of the Torah is to put on tzitzis, then one is an ones on Shabbos, because one cannot tie the tzitzis. The chiyuv is, the lo amra Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Hesen Yud Gimel, lo silbash beged below tzitzis, rak mitzvah asay lahatzel bo tzitzis, kivin shen yoch lahatzel bo tzitzis v'shabbos, ain't over mitzvah asay. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach argues that it could be that over here, since he doesn't have a chiyuv to put the tzitzis on, we consider him being over wearing the dalid kanfos. That still would not say that a person should put them on, an onen should put them on in the morning. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman concludes, and if you will, it's an answer to a trivia question of where an onen does a mitzvah. He says, "Ach yosen nira, dekiyun shekach darko lilvosh tabun oso malbush, chasha rak oso mitzvah b'machshava, the les beklal mishum pgiya b'kvod ames." He says that since there's no pgiya in kvod ames by putting on the tzitzis, and that is his normal routine, so then he can, and it seems from Shlomo Zalman Orbach's language, that since he wants to dress this way, he wants to put on tzitzis, that would not be a violation. Again, this concept is found in Rav Shlomo Zalman's Tshuvas in regards to another question, that is an onen before he goes to sleep in regards to Berchas Hamapil and Kriyishma. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Shapir Chayiv b'Kriyishma gam b'Berchas Hamapil k'Shulam k'Gasov v'k'Hai Gavna lo shayach kol kach hatamim shenemar b'Ptura d'onim b'Mitzvah. Again, in this case as well, in no way will it interrupt his taking care of the Nifter, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman says he would say Berchas Hamapil and Kriyishma. It seems that topic number two is connected to topic number one, at least in the eyes of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, because in both of those cases he feels that it is a normal course of events of the day for an individual, as well as, and most critically, that doesn't at all inhibit his responsibility as an onen to take care of the nifter. Ultimately, we saw that this seems to be the thrust of the position of Rabbeinu Tam and the position of the Shach, and that is that when it won't take away at all from the responsibilities to the nifter, if one is in another city, Rabbeinu Tam says you have an all mitzvos, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach seems to extend it even when it comes to the basic routines of tzitzis and kriyishma alamita. This concludes the halachos for Daf Yud Ches.